Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. How is the Lord moving in your life today? We give glory and honor and praise God unto the Most High God. Thank Him for He is a mighty God. Without Him, we can do nothing. Through Him, we can do all things. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for this for a mighty move of God in our lives every day when we wake up to glorify, to magnify, to exalt His name. Another day He allow us to live, to that we may be able to be vessels unto His honor in the name of Jesus. So welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We bless God for touching this body today. It's been a rough night, but still God be the glory. We keep pressing on, keep having faith, keep speaking in God's word, standing on His word and His promises of the Lord is yea and amen, and He is faithful to His word. He keep on proving Himself over and over and over again. Know that the blessings of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. He says in His word, by His stripes we are healed, and we just have to keep speaking and decreeing and declaring, because we know that thief came to steal from us and to try to destroy us. But God came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we just have to keep speaking and decreeing and declaring His word. And so even though I didn't get much sleep and the breathing through this little stuff with the bronchitis and asthmatic started acting up so bad to the point I didn't get much sleep. So just slowly this morning, listening and praying and praying, and finally I couldn't sleep. I got up and heard some things from the Lord today. So I've started a portion of it, and I'm going to find out how He's going to feel the rest of it. And so I'm going to come before Him now in the spirit of thanksgiving and glorify Him for all that He's done and doing. And we're going to hear what He has to say. So I praise God for you today, and we know glory to God. As we open our mouths, we're going to believe God for Him to fill it. So in the meantime, we're going to pray. Father, I do honor You today and give You glory. You're marvelous and wonderful and so magnificent. I thank You, God, for every day that You've blessed us with and the days to come, the months, the years. God, help us not just to be in the day, but help us to be fulfilling whatever You've given us to do. Thank You for being our Savior, Lord Jesus. Thank You for being our healer and deliverer. Thank You, Lord God, that we can call upon Your name with faith and have the confidence to know that You're going to answer. You say, ask and shall be given, seek and shall find, knock on the door shall be opened. It may not be the hour and the time we think so, but we know, glory to God, that You're faithful in Your word. When it goes out, it will not go out void, and it will accomplish everything that You set it out to do. So we're thanking You. You're teaching us how to wait on the Lord, but still yet to be of good courage and allow You to strengthen our hearts. God, we bless You today for these Your people. We thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You for the Holy Spirit. Thank You for the anointing. Thank You for renewing mercies every morning in grace. We bless You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for all that You've done and doing. We ask You to continue to cover us under the blood of our children, our family, ministries, and whatever things concerns us concerns You. So we love You today. We thank You for Your goodness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Praise God. Bless the Lord. The thought that came to mind today was thinking about some things and also trying to continue to stay focused personally myself, but also even thinking about the body of Christ, about the discouragement that comes in our lives and how to get up from the discouragement and despair. And we know, like we said earlier, that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but You came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we have to be in a place and stuff where we're determined no matter what goes on. We got to keep casting the cares, keep looking to the hills, keep standing on the promise of the Lord, keep glory to God, building up ourselves in our most holy faith, keep repeating and rehearsing and meditating on the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because that thief that comes, he's going to try to discourage us in every avenue he can. When they come through trying to play with these minds, when they come through with the games and the situations that come and occur in our lives and try to twist and turn the word of God to make it look like none effect, the devil is a liar. The word of God let us know that the promise of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. And when God's word, as already forestated, when it go out, it does not go out void. It's already settled. So it's up to us as the born-again believers to believe it, receive it, and stand on it, because it's settled when he said it. We got to come into the knowledge, holding on to the promises of the Lord. And in the meanwhile, knowing that even when these trials and situations are going on, that even testing is in it, even for us to be in a place to be able to be, God, to know that we are steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain, to be able to know that we trust him and have faith and confidence in him, and that we are not moved by the situations or the circumstances, but we are moved by his spirit. Not saying that the trials are not going to sometimes bring discouragement, they're not going to bring despair, they're not going to have us sometimes pressed down, but in the meantime, we're still in a place that, glory to God, we're not to be in the despair to the point where it allow it to overwhelm us, overtake us. He told us to fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And he told us that that in the midst of all that goes on, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to work things out for our good, but he's also working some things out of us, because this flesh has to die so he can be glorified. And if we don't mortify the deeds of the flesh so he can be glorified, then the man that we feed, that's the one that's going to rule the temple. And we want Jesus to rule the temple, the Holy Spirit to rule the temple, by being submitted and committed to him. But if we don't spend time in his word, spend time praying or and worshiping and walking in obedience, in faith, to trust the Lord, that's when the adversary can come in, bring discouragement, bring depression, oppression, have us in despair, have us into the place where, which way, I don't know, and yeah, but the but syndrome is not supposed to be in the body of Christ as our part of our testimony, other than, but he came to give us life and life more, but he wants to bless us in abundance, but counteract anything the enemy said. But other than that, we can't be in the bitter goat family. We are sheep of his pastor. And he said, my sheep know my voice. So if we know the voice of the Lord, we got to act on it and allow God to have free reign in us. We got to ask for that wisdom if we don't have wisdom, as the Acts about it, said in James. So we got to learn to cast that care. And that means things are going to come. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. So we got to get to a place, no matter what is going on, and recognize that we're in a warfare. But he gave us armor, and he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And we have to know that, because if we don't know that and how to operate even in those, with the weaponry that God has given us, the enemy can have a field day. We'll be missing and hitting the target. We'll be in that, if, I don't know, but, maybe. And we can't please God that way, because he said in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't expect to get anything from God. So as I said tonight, we're going to share a little bit and talk a little bit about discouragement and despair. And the topic I got on that was get up. First, it was how to get out from come out from under discouragement and despair, but it says get up. So even when the enemy has beaten us down or caused us to be discouraged or despair and desperation about some things, or our responses to some things, and that don't mean that in every part of our life, it can be certain areas in our lives. Just like you say, for instance, you got a vehicle that's in operation. It's still taking to your place, wherever you need to go, here and there, but it might have oil leak. So it's not working up to its full capacity. It may have something where you're having something going on with one of your spark plugs, or it's one of them, glory to God, it don't shoot off. It doesn't operate properly like you should. Every so often you got some little something that caused it to hang up, or something going on, whatever part. You can have your heart is operating, glory to God, to a certain capacity, and then it's still functioning. God don't want us functioning, just getting through. He wants us to live the abundant life. He wants us to be in a place and so forth like this, that even when I go through and things are happening, to cast them cares back upon the Lord. He don't want us to the point where that thing is overwhelming us and we're doing a good work over here, we're victorious over there, we overcome us over there, but this very thing over here, keep pulling us back down, keep having us going through whatever like this and having the highs and lows days and all this. And all of us going to have some days where some things are going to be challenging us, but when it's something consistently and constantly going on, we need to be able to find out and rectify that by giving that care, that concern, and being honest and open with the Lord and allow him to come in, because other than that, the enemy is going to keep pounding until he's going to cause some other things to knock out of line, out of alignment. So we're in a warfare. How to get up from this discouragement and despair. The word encourages us to guard our hearts and to walk in faith and righteousness, holiness. We must remove all doubt, remove the hindrances that would entangle our feet and cause us to stumble and fall. Remove the things and people that will hinder our growth in the Lord. And when we say hinder, faith is the word of God says, you did run well, who did hinder you? There's times and things in life, situations, circumstances, if we don't really go and dissect and really look at the situation and really examine or do inventory, we won't know sometimes what those things are that are hindrances. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us or spend that time with God to let the Word find us out and bring us in alignment with His Word. Then there can be things that's going on that we're allowing it to cause us to meditate on it more than God. We can allow situations with certain people that is always pulling on our spirits, not the ones that God has assigned to your life and you're helping and whatever, but sometimes you have people and so forth. It's all about pulling and draining you. You can't properly function and fulfill all that God wants. Other people can be in your path that God wants to cause you to minister, encourage, or make a difference even for them, to make a deposit in your life for you and theirs. And the distraction is over here because this one is always what they can't seem to stand up on their feet constantly. We know after a while, as a baby learner, has to learn to crawl, walk, and talk and all this right. And if they get at a certain age and it's consistently that same thing, they won't get up, they can't. There is something wrong that caused something physically to go wrong, or whether it's even mentally to happen where they cannot properly be developed. That's sometimes where some believers and stuff like don't get developed in certain things. And sometimes it's because they don't want to, and then they can end up being a hindrance to somebody else and whatever. So we have to know how to be able to know when to let go, when to hold them, fold them, and release or whatever. So that kind of way I'm saying there'll be some hindrances in your life. And sometimes it can be a seasonal people that are in your life, but then after a certain time God release you from, because you're trying to get elevated and go someplace in the Lord, and those things right there are causing you to be discouraged, oppressed with the things that they're going through and this, that, and the other, but they don't seem to want to come out of those situations. They can bind you up. We got to be obedient to the commands of the Lord. Jesus obeyed the Holy Spirit and allowed him to lead it and guide him, and we have to be in that place where we allow, and he learned obedience, glory to God, even through his suffering. We have to get to a place that we let the Holy Spirit guide us, and then we got to be in a place of surrender, maintaining a faithful walk in Christ. Allow his word to transform us. As it says in, as we often hear and read it in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. He said, be not conformed. Too many people are being conformed to this world system about how they handle things, how they do things, and what the world is saying. And sometimes we're listening to the voice of people that are in the world and so forth like this that don't have the spiritual insight of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because they don't have the Spirit of God, and then we're trying to listen for counsel on the ungodly. And the Bible says not to do so. Then when stuff comes, we can get bound up, get discouraged, and get frustrated and aggravated into holding up the progress of what God wants us to do for trying to get forward and not to be in discouragement and despair. A lack of faith, unwillingness to forgive, materialistic stuff, pride, disobedience, doubt, discord, sowing discord, worrying, and to name a few, can stop the flow of the wellspring of life. Because the Bible told us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Get up. It says, guarding your heart involves energizing your life with the word, transforming trust of God, love of his love and his word. God's word is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And that word is so forth like this. It's supposed to cut out some things that are in our lives. And not. So even some of these testing that we go through, it's about building character, getting us to be transformed into the image of Christ, having the character of Jesus Christ. And we're going to only get that through being in this word, allowing the word go to God to find us out and allow him to go in and do surgery and uproot some things and cleanse it and not be in denial and justify why we're doing or not doing some things so we can be able to be light for the flight, to be able to be in a place where we can cast all those cares, where we can lay those burdens on the altar. Because he said, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn it, because he's meek and lowly. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. And those things, that in order to stay in the place of for not to be discouraged but to be encouraged, we're going to have to follow the principles, the plan that God has for us. Jeremiah, you know, talked, you know, instead we hear that song that they sing about the spirit that he had that said it was like fire shut up in his bones, even when he was discouraged about the people and their rebellion and their stubbornness and their retaliation and not listening to the Lord and listening to him have. He spoke, he got discouraged, but nevertheless, praise God, you know, God's word was like fire in him and his desire to fulfill the will of God. So God called him even while he was in the womb. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has a plan for our life, and that plan is for good and not for evil, to give us a hope, to give us glory to God, to give us a future, to give us glory to God, victory and whatever. But we got to do it the way he says do it, to stay out of bondage from the things that the enemy has planned to keep us in bondage or to hold us in captivity. He came to set the captives free and bind the broken heart. Jesus said to the only way to please him is faith. And we know that is in Hebrews 11. And even in the sixth verse, it says, those that come to him must believe that he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That goes back to that faith, because sometimes people come, you know, with the mindset and the word sounds good. They said, they preach it, they teach it, they prophesy, they prophesy and whatever. But when it's time for the rubber to meet the road, that's when you really find out where your faith really lies, because it sounds good. And sometimes we can be in a group setting, and we can be on one accord, or we can have prayer or preaching, and, oh, we're all fired up when we're all together. But when we get alone and by ourselves or get in that trial, we got to know and so forth. Like, that's when you're really going to find out whether you are really stable in the Lord, whether you're really steadfast, whether you're really truly trusting him to the point where you allow these things to come and discourage you and turn back around and have you wavering in your faith. And there's going to be times some of the trials can get really heavy and can get really overwhelming sometimes. It seems like, glory to God, after God then gave you that promise, the process will make the promise look like a lie. We can go and say that again. The promise will make the process look like a the pro. You get the promise from God, but while you're going through the process, it'll try to make look like what God said for us, that promise, is a lie. Go back to Abraham and think about him when God told him all about, come out from among your kindred, come out, glory to God, and I'm going to bless you with this. Oh, you're going to have, glory to God, seed is much as the stars and the sand. Nobody can count all the grains of sand or the stars in the sky, how many it is or however. All the blessings that was going to take place, but he didn't tell him what he had to go through to get the blessings and to obtain what the promise is, but he had to walk it out in faith. And he, when he told him about the son, his seed, and whatever, like this right here, his wife and so forth, after a certain season and time and time going on, and sometimes that was the devil to use time to try to cause us to be discouraged, because God will give a promise and it came past yet. Whether it's something waiting on a husband or waiting on a wife or you're waiting on your child to come out of darkness and to be delivered out of this situation or that, or drugs or alcohol or illicit sex, or just every time you look around they're in jail, or you have a situation where the church was promised to grow and then it's that, or you're promised to get this house or to get this business, or you're promised over to God the healing or the deliverance, and it's time just passing. Time to stay encouraged and doing what you need to do and doing this one and ministries of works. I mean, ministries of health and out there, glory to God, feeding the hungry and going to the prison or preparing your tithes and standing on the word and doing this, that, and the other and lifting others up and sowing your seeds and whatever, and time going on and this thing hasn't come to pass. But that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Not a lesson. God put a time limit on something. We have to walk everything out in faith and trust him through the situation and the circumstances that God is not a God to teach a lie. But while you're waiting, the adversary is not sitting back and say, oh, because God done gave you a word. You just know that it's going to come to pass and he's not going to bother you. That's the very time he's going to try to discourage you. He's going to bring frustration. He's going to turn the heat up, the temperature up. But just like with the Hebrew boys and whatever like this, they had said no matter what, they were going to bow down to no graven image or that king or whoever was like that time. Nebuchadnezzar, they were going to, if my God don't deliver me, if he doesn't, well, I know he's able, but if he doesn't, we are not going to bow down. So whatever it is, I'm going to stand on their faith. So even when they turn through them in the fire, the physical fire, even the one that's thrown them in, they got slain and slew because of the heat was turned up so high, seven times hotter, and they'll turn back around and throw them in, and you will get slain on the other side of your enemy in the name of Jesus. But nevertheless, while they were in that fire, all bound up in everything and whatever like this, God blessed and showed himself strong. Not only did Nebuchadnezzar and whoever else saw that there were three in there loose walking around, they saw the fourth person, our God. And in our trial, that's the same thing. When we go through and stand, God will prove himself, and they'll see the glory of God in the midst of whatever situation, that we got to wait on God and let God prove himself. And God will set a table in the presence of our enemies. And it says in Deuteronomy, when the enemy comes in one way, he'll cause them to flee seven. So he lets us know that, glory to God, we got to hold on to his word. We don't know the hour or the time, not unless he speaks detail. Other than that, it's faith to stand on what his word says. And be not weary in well-doing. He said, we will reap if we faint not. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust in me with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me, and I'll do the directing of your path. There's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leadeth to destruction. So we got to be in a place where we even encourage ourselves in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the situation. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so we got to make sure that we have the word of God that we're speaking, because the word of God let us know also out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Make sure we're speaking what the word of God is saying. Make sure, glory to God, even when I'm feeling frustrated, aggravated, nevertheless, God, but your word says, I want to be in obedience to what your word is saying. My feelings and emotions might be up right now, but God, I'm asking you to help me right now. I want to cast this care, cast this concern. No, we can't go out there and retaliate and do what we want to do and then turn back around and want when the battle is kind of heavy or get too hot for us, then we will jump back. God will help me. Have mercy. Oh, Lord, do this, do this, do that. He wants you to seek him first. Put our minds focused on the Lord so that way we can be able to stand on the promise of the Lord, not allow the enemy to cause us to act like the world. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we can't allow what the world is doing. And if we're walking in the word like we're supposed to, walking in obedience and seeking out the face of the Lord and seeking out the counsel of God, then we won't find ourselves stumbling and bumbling and falling, glory to God, as much, glory to God, as the world, or I mean, as we would if we didn't know the Lord. But there'll be times while we're being molded and made, glory to God, there'll be challenges. There'll be times certain things over. That's why we got an advocate. And that's why 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we want to make sure that we're having the mind of Christ, speaking what the word of God is saying, and standing on truth. And I'd like to be exemplified over to God in the name of Jesus. That's why it's important to have the mind of Christ. Romans 12:1-2, we already said, to transform our mind through the word and renew it daily. Psalms 1 want us to let us know, and Joshua 1, telling us about meditating on the word day and night. And glory to God, even when he told Joshua something about meditating on it and obeying his law, he was telling him he'll have good success. And that's also when we obey in the word of God. So no matter what, in the heat of the battle, if we are rooted and grounded and get that word with a strong foundation with the Spirit of God in operation, and we're submitting and aligning, no matter what, God will bless and take us through and cause us to be overcomers, triumphers, and victorious. And when those challenging times come and we do error, we got to run to the rock that's higher than us. We got to repent, get it together, forgive, because that's too much of cancer in the body of Christ of unforgiveness. And that's where we, so whatever got us discouraged and we kept meditating on it, we kept, you know, allowing the enemy to cause us to withdraw and get bound up or talking, caught up and busy about it and discord and sowing seeds of discord and confusion and chaos instead of building ourselves up and building the word up and binding and working through some things and forgiving and releasing some things into God's hand. And the Bible said, follow peace with all men if possible. Some will make it hard for you to travel peace with, but God will give you wisdom how to withdraw and how to pray, but not to be feeding nobody with a foot, with a long-handled spoon. He'll teach us, glory to God, how to walk in love, but he'll give us wisdom how to walk through some minefields, walk through some situations and circumstances, and what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for good. Amen. Praise God. Because your heart is under constant attack, Solomon says, guard your heart. It implies you are living in a combat zone, one in which there are casualties. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers out of them all. Many of us are oblivious to the reality that this is war. We have an enemy, which is Satan, a destructive force. John 10:10 tells us about that. God says he came to give us life and life more abundantly. The enemy uses all kinds of weapons to attack us, to attack our heart. Discouragement and fear is two of his main powerful weapons. There are many more, especially deception and lies and whatever, because he's the father of lies. Some of us are some are disappointment, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We have to do more than survive and to be successful in our mission in this journey for Christ Jesus. And we know the word lets us know discouragement. I didn't get to read that to you. It says, discouraged, having lost confidence or enthusiasm and being disheartened. And then it says, it can be spirited, it can be depressed, it can end up being your spirit dampened, you can end up being intimidated, unnerved, confused, disappreciated, repressed, cast down. All of this is coming from the enemy. But nevertheless, when he want to give us that abundant life, he wants us to obey his command, submit our will to his will, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else he said will be added. He has told us also that, as I said, we are in warfare, but he'll let us know the battle is not ours, but it is his. But we have to be dressed for the battle. We have to have on our whole armor of God. We have to make sure, go over that. We have the mind of Christ. We have to be able to know. We have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, but not only the hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. I'm going to read something to you. It says, spiritual warfare is part of a Christian life. Psalms 144:1 says, praise be unto the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. Exodus 15:3 says, the Lord is a mighty warrior. The Lord is his name. We are living on earth in enemy territory, and therefore we experience spiritual warfare. We must always be on alert. The enemy comes in like a flood, trying to fill us up with doubt, fear, and discouragement. He tries to bring a division in our relationship, but our God always has victory when we trust in him and walk in his peace. We can't be a part-time lover. We got to be to a point where we really trust the Lord. And that means we got to stay in his presence, in his word, and seeking out his face, finding out what his word says, and walking in obedience to it. If we want to be healers and helpers in battle, we must be clad in his armor. We must have a strategy to rescue those taken hostage or left wounded on the battlefield. We must understand the seriousness of war. How can we walk in victory and maintain peace right in the midst of the personal and sometimes unrelenting spiritual warfare? How can we be joyous in war? Ways to maintain peace in spiritual warfare. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submission, full of mercy and good, fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. James 3:17-18. It is possible to walk in a level of joy and peace even when things on earth seem to be getting worse. We can bring peace wherever we go. Here are some ways. And we must be a lover of God first and then a warrior. Jesus must be in all, it be our all in all. We must concentrate on our relationship with him and abide in that intimacy, 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 always with the Lord. The bruiser we are, the more we must cultivate our relationship with him. Many unintentional lose their intimate relationship with God. It happens little by little. If we are not alert to the enemy's devices, the enemy is crafty, and he knows where your power lies. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Deuteronomy 6:5. We must develop a life of praise and worship. Worship is a powerful warfare. When I go to the nations, I bring worship, and we got to bring worship. We got to bring glory to God, praise. We got to bring glory to God the word. We got to bring glory to God, speak and decree, and stand on the promises of the Lord and confess what the word is. These are great strategies in seeing breakthroughs. Prayer and worship opens the way for everything else. God opens the door for grace to come in, pouring into us, into our nations. We must preserve and resist the devil. The enemy's intent is to stop us as we move forward. We need perseverance. Nothing good happens without it. We got to be able to press in and pursue and persevere. Glory to God. We have to know, glory to God, our weapons as well. We are all living in enemy's territory. We are called to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus destroyed the works of the devil at the cross. 1 John 3:8. To take our stand against the enemy means that we refuse to give him ground, that we will not retreat. We settle that in our heart we resist the enemy and draw near to God. And we can't do it with lip service. We got to really stand on the promise of the Lord. We got to speak and decree and declare. The same way we can be overcome as a triumph and victory, somebody can have some of the worst kind of attacks against their body and stand so strong through whether it be cancer, whether it be heart attack, stroke, or whether they've been through a bad incident, accident, or horrible thing. And then when it comes to their bills, they break down. That same power and anointing will blow people's mind out. How are you able to sustain and stand and go through this trial? And then you can't believe God, glory to God, for to pay that light bill. Or you make, let's say your mortgage. Your mortgage got or whatever. Or you're in a tight place when all of a sudden they look like they want to take your car or have taken it and whatever, and we break down. But you had so much power and authority and anointing. That same one. That same God yesterday, today, and forevermore is the same God that works on your behalf for that divine healing, and the same power and anointing and word that he's given you with the power of the Holy Spirit, glory to God in Jesus' name, will do the same thing for that mortgage or either that wayward child or that abuser in your home or that one, glory to God, that's coming against the ministry and trying to tear it down or whatever. We got to be to a point that we got to trust God in all things. The noble over to God. Greater is he on the inside of me than he is after me. Praise God. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Submit yourself to God. Submit to God, his will, his way, and whatever like this. Let him direct. Let him, glory to God, do the directing. Let him comfort through the Holy Spirit. Let him, glory to God, give you the instructions and whatever commands. And it said, and the more and more you persist, and pursue, glory to God, after the Lord, glory to God, that enemy is going to have to loose and glory to God, and he's going to have to flee. We are not going to retreat or depart because of enemy pressures, but we are going to go on from glory to glory to victory. God's grace is sufficient. We resist the enemy, stand firm in the Lord, and do not give way. We carefully maintain peace in our relationship. We worship and praise God in the middle of difficulties. And some have to learn that because it's a shame to know believers that have been saved in 5 and 10 and 15, 20 years, still sometimes in situations still going, resorting back like glory to God, they're babes in Christ because they really haven't, they must skip class or something or whatever happened. They haven't really allowed God to come in that place and penetrate and uproot whatever that is that's causing them to keep stumbling over that same thing. And sometimes we got to know whether you really, really want it bad enough. How bad do you want it for to allow God to come in? And then some things is just people don't want to get rid of that piece. They want to hold on and want to do all around that, but they're not ready for God to come in and do that part of what's needed to bring total victory in your life. So the opportunity that God has given us to get those things right. And if not, then we will have to suffer some things under unnecessarily and calling it the devil, and it'd be God going after that thing. Amen? We must not relax our diligence. It does not mean that we are not frantic, nervous, and anxious, because those things will come up, but cast a care. We walk in that supernatural peace and joy that is possible only as we abide in him. You hear that? Praise God. This is the amazing truth of the Christian life as we enter into the harvest of the nation. We are living a life that is not of our own strength. Let's get comfortable with a life of dependency on God. Oh, don't let that be a curse word. Dependency on the Lord. The Lord wants us to be able to let go our will and his will to be done in us. Let go our will, even like with Jesus and the Son of God, the glory to God, taking on the sins of the world. And even when the flesh part, glory to God, being there with all that he had to face, being separated from his Father, he's still yet in the garden saying, oh, God, if there's any way possible, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's what we want to get to a place. Nevertheless, Lord, your will be done in us, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He is so marvelous, so wonderful. There is none like him. Praise God. I lost my little page of nevertheless, God is awesome. Amen. Since I lost it, I'm going to keep right on and hear this other little piece, and then we're going to get ready to close. Amen, amen. You know, it's always got to be some distraction somewhere to come in. But nevertheless, I pray even thus far that some things that were said still yet was being a blessing, and for all of us to get to a place that we don't allow despair and discouragement and the various things that the enemy is throwing at us to cause us, glory to God, to yield to temptation or to cause us to be in bondage or cause us to fall back into the things of the world. Praise God. Oh, Lord. The word encourage us to guard our hearts to walk in the righteousness and the holiness. I think I've already covered that. Where's my... Oh, I lost something I didn't want to lose right then. Praise God. Something else that I want to bring out. I may have to try to see if I can pull it back up in a minute. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, I want us to be into a place, and nevertheless, that we realize that the promises of the Lord and the rich and make it no sorry, no matter what the devil has said or what he has said, that no matter what, I'm going to stand on the truth and stand on the word of God. I'm not going to allow you to take my joy, my peace. I'm not going to allow you to take my healing, because it already was healed at Calvary. But it may be going through in my body now, maybe challenged or whatever. But nevertheless, I'm going to stand on the word of God in the name of Jesus. Like the woman of God today, Elder Kincaid was talking about the issues, the woman with issues, but plenty of us have issues. But the woman pressed. Whatever you have to press to get to Jesus, to be able to stand on the word to get your deliverance, get your healing or whatever, you got to be faithful. You got to be persistent. You got to be determined. You got to be in a place, nevertheless, no matter what nobody else say or nobody else do. Because like she said, you would know that with that issue of blood, you weren't supposed to be out in the public. You don't supposed to be touching anybody. It's supposed to be unclean. But nevertheless, when you got to be like blind Bartimaeus of Mayor, when Jesus was passing something to David, he cried out louder. Now they wanted to shut him up. He hollered even the louder. You got to be to a place when you really want something for God. It don't never mind what nobody else say, what they're doing, or how they whatever. I'm determined. I'm going to be encouraged to stand and to follow Jesus, to get what I need from him, to let him touch me or me touch him. Whatever, glory to God's faith it takes, glory to God, to receive my blessing. In the name of Jesus. And we got to make the devil a defeated foe. We know that the Lord said he's already a liar and the father of lies. So in the meantime, when he tells us something, here it is, glory to God, we got to know that that's a lie. I'm going to bind it up and I'm going to take, glory to God, what God's word said. And he's about half truth. A half truth ain't nothing but a lie. Because if it's not like what God said, it's a lie. Start off with the Garden of Eden with Eve and Adam and Eve. And God has already gave the instruction to Adam. And even though the instruction was passed on to Eve, not to eat off this tree, everything else you got out there, all of this you got, and all this temptation, still yet you're gonna submit to some little demon, the devil that tells you, and so forth like this, no, and whatever, and got deceived. One was deceived and one was just disobedient. And in the middle of all of that, that's what the enemy is all about, stealing, so he can find any way deceptive to do what God, do something contrary to what God wants, so that way he can get us to fall in error and fall, glory to God, in a place where either we lose out on our blessings or get delayed or get denied. But when we recognize what God has said in his word and we find out what the promises are, when the enemy comes, we got to do like when Jesus, when he was sent out in the wilderness and glory, be tempted of the devil and was sent out by God, by the Holy Spirit, to be tempted for them 40 days. And when everything came up, that word that was in him came up and said, it is written. It combat everything that the devil was saying. We got to get conditioned the more what it is. And no matter how long we've been saved, no matter how many degrees we have, and we got as many degrees as a thermometer, nevertheless, if the enemy don't care nothing about that. He don't care how you done been saved 30 years and 40 years and you've been preaching for 50 years or whatever it is. That does not matter to him. If he's looking for any avenue he can come in to break you down, to turn back around and cause you to backslide or to give up on God or start doubting and cause some delays, and the ones he can't stop, he's going to put whatever thing he can put in the pathway to cause, glory to God, to slow you down, to slow walk you down or get you to a place he can weigh you out. So we got to know the tactics of the enemy. And the only way we're going to know that is know what God's word is saying, what his will is for our lives, so we'll know anything contrary to that is of the enemy. But we got to be willing to mortify the deeds of this flesh. We got to be willing to crucify, because there's so much compromising in the body of Christ for people that have been saving for years and years. They're preaching truth and walking in truth. And then one well, who did hinder you? God, this life of prestige and power struggles and the big emphasis and this, that, and the other, and I want this and I want that and whatever. Let all of that distort the vision of what God has for our lives. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. Even with wealth, God can bless us and bring us. There's nothing wrong with the money. It's the love of money, glory to God. That's the sin. God wants us to be able to put the things in order the way he wants. If he gives us a vision, if he gives us a dream, if he gives us a promise, don't get ahead of him. Don't allow people to maneuver and manipulate us and control us or get in a Jezebel spirit contest or setting and so forth, and then get caught up in whatever, or you be the manipulator, or you be the one, glory to God, the deceiver. The Lord is not in that. God is all about everything that got to be put in order, needs to be put in order, and allow him to do this thing. And one thing about it and so forth, he said the battle is not ours, but it is his. We got to be dressed for the battle. But he'll let us know and so forth that is the word about? It's not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. We got to be able to have patience to wait on the Lord, but still be about the Father's business. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our heart. In Psalm 7:14, we got to be 27, however it is. But anyway, be in a place and so forth like this that we will say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Being into a place and so forth like this, nevertheless, I want to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. How's that going to be? Through the word, through renewing the word in us and keeping our vow with the Lord and keeping the promise and not being a liar. And when we get under pressure, we got these little things, we lie and say it's a white lie. White lie, black lie, all kinds of things is a lie. Whatever is a lie is a lie. Deception is a lie. Deception is contrary to the will of the Lord. God don't want us using any deception to get anything done for him. You don't need nothing from the enemy to maneuver or to massage anybody or to try to get anybody conjured up to do something for that's supposed to glorify the Lord. So things we bring into the household of faith, things that we bring in our own house, things that we allow, things that we do in deception, but still we're doing a great work over here, that thing going to find you out in a little bit, because one thing about it is that anything hidden in the dark won't come to the light. And why would we take chances destroying that anointing when we are walking in truth and God is blessing and moving? Wait on him to bring it forth. Don't be in competition with this one over here, because all of us got our own timing and season that he's going to allow manifestation to come forth in our lives, whatever we are waiting on, whatever glory to God promised. Just because this one was elevated faster than that one, this one is elevated. And we're talking about in the Lord, not the one that they conjured up and did. We have our own season and also our own faith. And it all depends even on that person's faith. We're not talking about those people that are trying to run ahead of God and they're racing and whatever. But people that whatever track God has us on, help us to gleam and glory to God, shine in whatever place he's allowed us to be on this journey. So in the meantime, I just pray, glory to God, since I didn't find my other notes, that you just be encouraged and know that we are in a battle. But in the meantime, we can have peace in the midst of it. We can be able to have joy. The Lord is the joy of us. We will not be meditating on what's going on in the cosmos, what's going on, glory to God, with the Trump, what's going on with the things of the, all these situations that the enemy has loosed, all these demonic forces, because God has told us in those last days things that was going to come to pass, things, glory to God, that was going to happen. We're to pray, we're to seek his face, we're to walk a little bit, we're to be about our Father's business, we're to have concerns, we are, glory to God, to deal with situations accordingly as the Lord lead us, because there's some things he's still calling for us to do. He left us here for light in the, to be that light on the hill, not a flickering light like the light flickering because it got a shortage in it or under a bushel, or you got some that reduce themselves down to a flashlight. You see that light flashing on and off or whatever like this. We got to be to a place where we got to be consistent in being that light of the world and uplifting Jesus Christ, and he'll draw all men, and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not to be that perpetrator, not to be that one. We preach good, we teach good, we prophesy, and we lie and turn back around and don't submit and commit ourselves for the character of Jesus Christ being manifested in our lives. And we're seeing a lot of that from the pulpit to the back door. Glory to God, perpetrators. And got a good word, preaching good, just that. And people even get saved and getting delivered and whatever. But I want to be like what Paul said. I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. I want to be to a point where I'm living a life that, so when Christ comes, he can say, "Girl, well done, my good and faithful servant." But in the meantime, while I'm here, be about the Father's business. Press and press and pursue. Glory to God, after him, be obedient, glory to God, persevere in the things of God. Discouragement will come, disappointment will come, betrayal will come, this and that. But Jesus calls us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. He said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And we can be in that same way. We let the Holy Spirit lead us and let him guide us and let, glory to God, the word, glory to God, have free reign in us when we find when sin is in the camp, or when we find out as we're growing in him and he starts to deal with some situations that we need to come out of or we need to come up in that we may not have been aware of. But when the word finds us out, walk in the light thereof. He said the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. When you light that pathway, you start revealing things. Don't start looking at me, my, I, mo, fo, fo, and over there and everybody else but yourself. Glory to God. And then we want to try to take that motor out of somebody else's eye when we got a 2x4 in ours. We got to be in a place like never before. We cannot be, glory to God, perpetrators. We cannot be, glory to God, the boasters and whatever like this, right? He said, "Let another man praise you." Too many of them boasted even in themselves instead of God getting glory and honor out of their lives. Too many people, glory to God, caught up in their flesh. Glory to God, glorifying flesh, eating out the flesh pot, instead of glorifying God and eating his word and letting his word, glory to God, cancel out and uproot and give us a cleansing like a laxative for some of the stuff that's on the inside of us that's not of him, in the name of busybody, backbiting, confusion, chaos, and all kind of stuff going on in the midst of the body of Christ that shouldn't be. Oh, glory to God. We need to be in a place that we want to be encouraged. We got to encourage one another, encourage each other, esteem others more highly than ourselves. Never think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Glory to God. Being in a place, glory to God, that we come up here to hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus. Allow him, glory to God, to bless, so we won't be, like he said in Revelation, hot or cold, lukewarm, I spew you out. Lukewarm, glory to God, and just coasting along. And anything you don't persist and persevere in, you're going to regress if you're not making any progress. It's a time now like never before. As God bless and give us the promise, don't let the process make the promise look like a lie. It may look like it, but I don't have to allow it to be so. Nevertheless, but you said, God. But you said, God. But you said, God. That's when we ought to be putting that conjunction in there and putting the enemy to flight to let him know I'm standing on the promises of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord that added riches and making no sorrow, regardless it may seem like sorrow or this, that, and the other, or whatever's going on. God, your word, let us know that it says what your word says. Regardless of where I'm looking at it on the surface or where I'm looking at it right now, it may seem this, that, but you got a plan, and you say that plan is good. I may not understand it. I may have to weep and cry for a little bit. I may have to do what, but that's casting the care. That's putting our trust in the Lord, getting it more rooted and grounded in the Lord, even in the pain, in the agony, in the suffering. You said you'd never leave me. You're there in the valley with me as well as you are in the mountaintop. Even in the middle of my valley of decision, Lord, while I'm trying to seek out and hear your face, help me, glory, I get to a place sometime when I got to come alongside and just get behind the mountain, get some place, glory to God, in the trench, and just hear your voice. Get away from all the voices. And it's good, glory to God, that God bless us in the body, because we are many members in the body. And there's a time, glory to God, God wants us to come in a quiet place, like he was with his father, came away from the disciples and got in the presence of his father, got alone time, got instructions, got building up, refortified, whatever it was, we still need that as when we take some time with God, and because we are helpers one to another, because he told us to pray one for another, bear one another's burden, strong by the firmness of the weak. So there's a coming together of touching, agreeing in prayer, one chasing 1,000, putting 10,000 to flight. There's a time and a season for that too as well, but there's a time we got to know individually for ourselves, our own relationship with the Lord. So no matter what, you know, it's a time that I seek first to God, first at all times, and then it's time, even as I'm seeking him, he'll put this one in my path or put this one in my spirit. We're touching agree that we can stand strong because they're walking on one accordness. And how can two walk together unless they agree? I can come together, and this can come together, we can call up some words, but are we on the same one accordness about the same thing, standing on the promise, believing God for his truth? We got to know those that labor among us, and we got to be able to build each other up, and no glory, iron sharpen iron. But if we turn back around and just happenstance, just coasting along and just whatever, and everybody standing on your stage and whatever like this, they don't know who's who or whatever, and just bumping into each other and having glory to God, chaos going on because, wow, you don't know who this one is, who that one is, what's going on. Sometimes the stuff come out, you're being discouraged because this one right here can't hold water. Talking about holding glory to God, holding a secret or holding something glory to God that is dear and true to you. So we got to be to a place. Nevertheless, God, I refuse to let the enemy steal my birthright. I refuse to let him steal glory to God, my joy. I refuse to let him steal. And I got to make sure that I'm walking upright for you, walking in alignment. And then I may be, glory to God, an epistle walking that somebody can be able to read about the God that I serve. And glory to God, I might be the one of the only Bibles they read. What are they reading? What is on my fruit tree? What is it, glory to God, they can gain strength from? Where they can get encouragement from? Where they can be able, glory to God, to be able to stand and know, glory to God, the God that she's serving or he's serving, glory to God, that's a true and living God. That God works things out. That God heals. That God delivers. That God, glory to God, touch, glory to God, and bring things, glory to God, to pass. Those things, glory to God, in heartache. Oh, he's a healer. He's a deliverer of those things, glory to God, that had me bound and had me in prison within myself. And glory to God, I go out like it was work release, but now I'm free. Because he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in liberty where I set you free. What are we saying? What are we doing after we've been encouraged and built up? How is it just glory to God in my little church house, in my little church setting, or in my little prayer group, or whatever it is? What difference am I making? And how can I encourage somebody else after I've been encouraged? And we got to keep casting the care, keep standing on the promise, keep knowing, glory to God, that nevertheless, we got to be wise, glory to God, and take on wise counsel. And second, the Lord, that he is a counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God. Oh, he's my high tower, my strong tower. Glory to God, he's, glory to God, my El Shaddai, the almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. All whatever I need is found. He's Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, glory to God, Jireh. He is everything that I need. He's the I am that I am. What is he to you? Oh, that I have to know that I'm fearfully, wonderfully made in him. I have to know, glory to God, that glory to God, I have to humble myself under the mighty hand of God and let him do the exalting, that I don't get in a place that I'm exalting myself above him in the name of Jesus. And that glory to God, I have to know that, as it says in Proverbs 13 and 12, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. In Ecclesiastes 7 and 1, a good name is better than a precious ointment. Romans 5, 3 and 4, but we are also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Psalms 1:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. 1 John 4:4, he who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Praise the Lord. James 3:6, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Praise the Lord. And Matthew 6:26, for what profit is a man that he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The last one, 2 Peter 1:5-7, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and perseverance to perseverance, and godliness to godliness, kindness to brotherly kindness and to love. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We definitely give God the glory and praise, and we're not going to weary your patience any longer, but I pray through something that was said, the Lord bless. We went around the corner a little bit on a couple of things, but brought it back in to tie back in some things as we continue to be encouraged, not discouraged, and know that we God has a plan for our life. He wants to use us for His glory and glory to God, and He wants us to be not only glory to God, to be encouraged and to walk in the joy and the peace of God, but He wants us to be that so that we're, even when we're having our lights on and glorifying, magnifying Him, that will cause others to be contagious about the salt, glory to God. We are the salt of the earth, and we'll cause them to be salty and desiring and wanting, glory to God, what we have and the goodness of the Lord. But we've got to exemplify that by the life that we live, walking in His goodness, walking in His mercy, walking in His truth, walking in submission and committed to Him, and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord that we serve is greater on the inside of us than He that's after us, and that we can live this life holy and righteous. We can live this life in joy and peace. We will have some trials and some tribulations and some situations or whatever, but in the midst, knowing that, glory to God, God working it for the good. Is He working something out in us to get stronger and more faith or being or submitted or be, or something? He wants to glory out just to be glorified and magnified His will in us through the testing. Because sometimes, even through some of those tests, some of those things, He just want to glorify. It may not be no sin, nothing that we've done. He just want to be glorified in whatever that trial is. So just keep casting your cares. Keep yourself submitted and committed unto the Lord, being a light, being an example, being in a place where God, no matter what, God, I trust You. I'm going to stand on Your promise. I'm not going to be moved from this place. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be, glory to God, I'm not walking in fear, but I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to trust You no matter what the situation is. I'm going to hold on to the promise. I'm going to be an example of light. I'm going to use these giftings that You've given me, and I'm going to ask You to give me wisdom how to use them, the strategy of it for it. I'm going to continue to make sure that my life is lining up with Your word. I'm going to walk in the peace, and I'm going to allow You, glory to God, to just to have Your way in us. And so, God, I just pray right now for Your people. I pray for, glory to God, this word that went out from the person that's speaking, as well as for the ones that are hearers, and let us not be hearers only, but doers. Anything that has to do with our lives, that make it a change and rearrange, allow You to conform us, help us. Anything need to be refortified, or just something that You just rehearsing back in our spirit for us to get fortified, for us to remind us of, or for us to check ourselves, to examine ourselves, to make sure that we're in the faith. Glory to God, help us, God, we need You like never before. Help us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience, and know this race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless You. We thank You. We thank You for Your healing power, Your deliverance power, for Your peace, glory to God, even for Your patience, even with us, and even that forgiving power, glory to God, in the midst of all that goes on. And sometimes when we miss You, we bless You for You being our advocate and for 1 John 1:9. We love You today. We appreciate You. We adore You. In the name of Jesus, we love You today, God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the line if there is any remarks or any prayer requests tonight or anything, glory to God, that the Lord has helped. Anyone with, give me an opportunity to open the line first, and then we'll have our response. You know, we just find it to leave.
In the meantime,
we praise God for all of you all. So, in the meantime, any responses or remarks, or the lines
will
open now?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. Pastor BJ, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I don't know if you call it a response or anything, but as this is Dawn, I'm sorry. As you were, pardon me?
I said, yes, I recognize your voice. Praise God.
Okay. As you were speaking, you brought quite a few things to my memory, but I thought you was going to touch on it when you picked up the scripture in 2 Peter. But during the year of last year, the end of 2016 and most of 2017, I was homeless. And speaking of trials and things that we go through, and that was a very trying situation for me, because several times I felt like I was going to have to sleep in a car, and I thought I was going to have to go to the homeless shelter, and one thing after another, one worry after another was coming up in my life. But one thing that I know I had remembered is about the chastisement of the Lord.
Yes.
And sometimes God has to chastise us.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, you know, I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I've done something or this is just a trial that I have to persevere through. But whatever it is, I'm in this, Lord, for the long haul. You can do whatever you want to. Though you slay me. But I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to seek you, give you praise, whatever you do. But teach me. I know there's something for me to learn.
Yes.
So as I went through my situation, I ended up going from one person told me I could live with them for a while, and I got there, and before I could get my little stuff into the house, they told me, well, you can only stay here a week. So I said, okay, Lord, you know, whatever. And, you know, I stayed my week, and at the end of my week, I was packing my things up to go to another place that I hadn't even thought about. But the Lord brought it to my mind the day before I was supposed to move out of that person's home. He brought another lady to my mind, and I called the lady. I told her my situation. I said, well, can I stay at your house at least for a week? She told me, she said, you can stay longer than that. You can stay here 6 months. I gave God the praise. I went to that lady's house, and during that 6 months, I things happened, and I continued to praise God, and the lady began to be kind of rude to me. And I was like, God, why is she being, you know, why is she like this? Why is she being short and snippy with me? And the Lord allowed me to know that she had a spirit of jealousy, because she felt like, because I was homeless, I was supposed to be, my head was supposed to be hung down, and I should have been, you know, slumping around like, oh, poor is me. And all the time, look, I'm in my little room praising God, enjoying God just like I would any other time, because I trust God. And the key word, and my key was trusting him. And one of the main scriptures that he had me to depend on during that time is 2 Peter 1:2-4. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I had to think about it, because I had also learned a lesson about comprehending the length and the depth of God's love in my life. And I had to do was look back and see the things he had already brought me through, the places he had already spared my life, spared me in sickness, spared me in all kinds of other things. And why would I think that through this, even though this is homelessness, this is something I never, ever thought I'd be, a place I never thought I'd be in, why would I think that he wouldn't be right there to scoop me up and protect me? And that's exactly what he did the whole time. And this lady started to act, like I said, she started to act bitter and mean to me, and then she wanted me to get out. But glory to God, right about the time she was wanting me to, 2 days before she actually wanted me to leave, I got a job, the job that I have now. I got a new job, I was able I had to move in with some people at a hotel, and it was a couple, so I had to sleep on the floor. I said, God, thank you for this floor. I'm not in a homeless shelter. I'm not having to sleep in my car. Thank you for this floor where I am. I slept on that floor until I got my first check and I got my own hotel room. And it was just his mercy, his continued mercy and his blessing that continued to help me save my money, find me a house to live, and, you know, that's where I am now. And so I just give God the praise, because as long as you trust in him, no matter what it's looking, I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care what it seems like, how the enemy's coming at you. He shoots fiery darts. He throws spears. He puts all kinds of things in your way. But you can never, never let go of God. Never let go of his word. His word is your battle axe. His word. And long as you stay in his, like 2 Peter says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. So just knowing who he is and keeping your mind focused on what he has, what he's already done, and not being like the children in the wilderness, forgetting every time he blessed them and every time something come up, they crying and hollering and accusing. No, you remember what he's already done and that he can even do greater. So this was a very encouraging word for me today. It brought a lot of things back to my memory, and I just glorify God.
Marvelous, what a powerful testimony of God, and bless God how you were staying encouraged in the midst of a discouraging situation, and the promises of the Lord and the rich and making no sorrow and brought you through it through a testimony like that. What a powerful move of God. That's wonderful. I praise God for that testimony. Amen. Thank God for the word. And what is that? The other one is that Peter, 2 Peter, that think it not strange of the fiery darts, those things for, I can't remember, what is it, 4:12. But I tell you, praise God. So sometimes when we're not anchored down, we don't recognize the tricks of the enemy and the warfare that we're in, and we look at things as it's, God will prepare us and say, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. I bless the Lord. But anyway, somebody else want to talk, so I'm going to calm it down because you stir up some more word. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's beautiful. Elder Don, praise God. It's a pleasure hearing from you. I hadn't heard from you in a while. We thank you for coming on, and thank God for that word that you brought the last time you came. Praise God. Well, anyway, who else? The lines are open. Any more comments or remarks?
Amen. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. Truly, we honor God on tonight. We thank God for the wonderful message that you've given on tonight. Praise God. I was making me a few notes. You were saying, talking about discouragement and despair, and then you made a comment that said, get up. Praise God. I remind me of when Jesus told the man, take up your bed and walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you said, we're in a battle. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, we're in a battle because of who we are as children of the living God, and because we have an enemy out there. But the scripture, and I thank and praise God you gave us good word to remind ourselves. And I thought of another one, said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they'll soon be cut down. Praise God. Their day is coming. Glory be to God. We serve an awesome God. And I thank and praise God that he put us in remembrance of his word. So when you're going through, praise God, irregardless of what the enemy is doing, know we already have victory, praise God. And we have to put ourselves and encourage ourselves with the word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we can't, I like how you made it really make sense, praise God, because and we can't be playing with the words. We've got to let the word of God be real in our life. They just can't be just words to say, but it has to be real. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about it. I said, well, let's just, if I had to name five positives in the word of God that I could encourage myself with, I wrote down, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rise against me falsely, God will condemn. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the word says, many are the afflictions are the righteous, but God, praise mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But God deliver us out of them all. That word has got to be real. It's got to be real where it's got to be down on the inside. So mm-hmm. when a symptom or something like that come, it has to come against the power of the word of God that's down on the inside. I remember I was perming my hair, and some of the perm had fell in my eye, and it had a mm-hmm. trace down from my pupil. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. The devil might have let it slip down in there, but I bet you what, it did not blind my eye, and it missed my pupil. So God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I put down, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are more than victorious. Praise God. This is what the word of God says to me, and it has to be real in every cell in my body. And the scripture says, to as many as receive him, who? The Lord Jesus, then he gave the inalienable right to become the children of God. If we're children of God, we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Christ. Praise God.
Yes.
Then I remind myself, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for the word tonight, and it encouraged me, praise God. And it's amazing how you talked a lot about warfare. I had been on the computer before the phone lines came on, and I had printed out, you know, in my little prayer book, I printed out some prayers, and I'm just going to give you the title. I'm not going to read all of them because somebody else may have something to say. One of the prayers says, daily warfare prayer. Speak out loud when possible. That's one of them. Another prayer, praise God, is praying for your presence with me, Lord. Then another prayer says, pray and claim authority over the enemy. Hello, somebody. And then another prayer says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, and then it got dot, 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 praise God. You know the rest. And then there's another prayer printed, spiritual warfare prayer. So I thought, how amazing is that, that I wrote down all of those different, I just printed off those. I have a number of pages because I like that prayer book. And they have some good prayers in it. I said, well, I'm going to print these off because there's another dear sister in Christ she's going through. And I said, let me give her some. I already gave her some affirmation prayers to say and speak over her body, praise God. So I'm going to give her some of these right here because it's not, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. But we better know enough about the word of God to know that we walk in victory because of what Jesus has done for us already. And the words just can't be coming out our mouth, but they got to be real down on the inside. You better know that you know that the, hallelujah, the great I am, the God that we serve, hallelujah, he's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah, he don't need to repent about anything. Glory be to God. Whatever he said is so. So we have to, and I agree with you, Minister BJ, that we have to stand on the promises of God, the word of God. When we study the word, amen, when we study the word, when we study the word, we must see what God is saying to us and then walk ye in it, praise God. And my favorite scripture, praise God, and you mentioned about faith. It says, have faith in God. That's Mark, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 22. And then he said, you can speak to a mountain and tell it to get over there in that sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart but believe what you say, it will take place. And I remember when I was in Colorado, praise God, and the Pikes Peak Mountain is in Colorado. And the God that I serve, I just believe him like this. And we had a boulevard, Academy Boulevard. I just believe the God that I serve would cause that mountain to uproot itself from where it was and get over there on that highway called Academy Boulevard. God is able to cause the mountain to move if you got enough faith, hallelujah, don't need but a little bit, but believe that God is able to do what he says. And God has put the authority through the Holy Spirit on the inside of us to let us know that his word is powerful. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. To God be the glory. I thank and praise God for the power of his word and you bringing forth that good encouraging message, praise God. God's word has got to be real down on the inside. If you want to see signs and wonders, praise God, I truly believe we need to be on one accord, but you better believe God for yourself if you expect to see victory in your life. And I enjoyed the testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory. And if you want a meditation song, remember, this is no ordinary worship. Glory be to God. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I thank God for giving you that message tonight because there's so many sisters out there that need encouragement. So I thank God for giving you that message to bring forth on the prayer line. Thank God for you. Continue to keep on pushing. Because the word of God is one thing for sure. You can't fail with that. If you stay on his word, you will come out strong. Because the word of God is power and authority. We just got to stand on his word. No matter what come against us, stand on his word, because you never fail.
Praise
we
God.
Give God thanks for you tonight. Amen and amen.
Lord, praise God. Thank God for the encouragement. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard. I just thank God for the word again tonight, that it was so beautiful. I just thank God for, like you said, we are in a battle. And I tell you that there's so much is going on in the land today, but I just thank God for the encouraging word that you have given us tonight. And I was writing down a few little notes and thinking about how you were saying, God said, let go of our will and let God will be done. You know, sometimes we got to let go of our will and let God will be done in our life as we walk this journey. And so I just want to just thank you for, because you always just give us so much encouraging words. And I praise God for you, that God will continue to bless you and ever take you through all the things and trials and things that you're going through, and that somebody have got a hope to this word and realize that God is the answer for everything that we need. And thank God for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's such a blessing. Appreciate that. Praise God, you all ladies are really encouraging my heart. Praise the Lord. Anyone else before I make a comment? I appreciate that. Praise God. We give God all the glory. Any more comments or requests tonight? Praise the Lord. We thank God so much for what he's done. And it's God is amazing. Like I said earlier, for my testimony, even for today, it was going through with some bronchial asthmatic, whatever stuff was going on. I'm not going to give all the testimony of everything that transpired in the last few days, but I had a night where it was a little difficult in breathing and getting hardly no sleep. It was 4 in the morning through all day, didn't hardly get any. Then when I caught myself trying to go to sleep, I ended with a horrible headache. Got up and then ate something, and then Elder Kincaid was doing a service sermon over at church that she's at now, and so the Lord was blessed for her to get like this. So I said, you know what, I won't get to see her this weekend for my birthday, and it's her birthday too during this time. So I said, I'm impressed to go in, but oh gosh, like I got, it was just so bad. And then after a while, I was like, God, that morning, I was saying, okay, then I got up and I thought, God gave me something about discouragement. I had started one thing, and then I started writing something and looked at something else and wrote a little bit. Then I had something else. All but a little bit of notes, and we didn't get back in time from service, grabbed something and got back when it got pressed, and it was like, I'm tired of being in this house for all these days. I want to get out of here, and I want to go. And I said, I'm going to walk it out by faith. I got up, told my granddaughter, I said, you know what? I'm going to go in here and bathe. I'm going to take it from that point. If I can get bathed and get some clothes on, we're getting out this door. The more I pressed in and said I wanted to be there and standing on the word and rebuking myself, bathed, found clothes to put on, we were out the door. And maybe they had to take me an ice pack when we try to keep myself kind of cool down and whatever like this right here, but made it there, and the Lord blessed. I got back. We had about 30 minutes. Still hadn't eaten. So we tried to eat a little something. I couldn't eat but a little bit. So I said, it's time to come on. I came on. I'm like, oh, I got a little bit of note over here and a little note over there. I just pulled out what I could and looked at this right. The rest of it, he just filled my mouth. I'm like, God, you are such an awesome God. Didn't get to study, you know, really the day before, because I said, well, we're going to have testimony today, or whether God going to bless and the word with you. I had some other things came to mind, but it was like, it just, all of a sudden everything else was blank and just gave me something while I was going through this morning. I was like, I couldn't breathe that well to sit up, but I just sit at the table and start writing a couple things and whatever like this. Then I had to stop with that. And then it's just like, wow, I don't know how this day was going. I was so wore out, and then I just ice packed myself. And then later on, the Lord blessed, when I did get out the door and got back, he just put all these pieces together. And I thank God for the press and even the word that I was hearing today for encouragement. But in the meantime, thank God he's a healer and a deliverer. And no matter what, if we're willing and obedient, if we just let God, and he said the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But if God got a plan and something that we would step back, he'll step in and prove himself. Because I'm listening to as I'm hearing it, and I'm like, this nobody but God. I couldn't even stop to even just think about what was being said. And I'm like, God, you're so wonderful. Because I didn't get to get in a study. It was just like, just praying every day and just talking. But I just heard discouragement today. That was this morning. That's when I heard, and I only got a little bit of that. The rest of that, he filled the mouth and other little pieces that I had, some other little notes in there, but he just filled all the little pieces and put all the little parts together. So I can't help but give God glory, especially hearing that, the responses of what God is saying. It's good to let the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign for his will to be done. So I just thank God for it. I give him all the praise, and I thank God for what our ears have heard and even what I've heard myself to reinforce and encourage myself as well, hearing from the Word of God, speaking through the vessel, but also to report that God is blessing through the responses and testimony that hearing you all, as well as the encouragement to continue to keep pressing, standing on God's Word and not looking at our circumstances, our situations, but God got a greater plan past what we're going through right now, what's happening around us in any of our lives, whether it's in our bodies, whether it's physical, whether it's something ministry, whether it's something financial or whatever it is, God got a greater plan so we can get through, past, and speak to this mountain and keep the faith on the other side that God's going to manifest himself and be steadfast in the faith and know, glory to God, this is not a strange thing that's happening, that in the midst of it all, he's going to, we continue to be steadfast. He's going to bless us if we faint not and keep standing on the promise and keep speaking and decreeing, declaring what his word says and pray one for another and stay humble before him and let him do the exalting and keep us, glory to God, praying and bearing one another burdens and iron sharpening iron and being in the place, some of the scriptures that Mother Willette had said, about three or four of them, that some of my notes and when the thing slipped away from me, there was some of the scriptures too that was in there, that about four of them that she said that was tying back in, but I didn't get to bring those up. But God has a way. He brought it out, and we still sharpening each other and encouraging each other as God bring you a piece, me a piece, that one a piece, and bring it all together for us to fortify us in the spirit. But I thank you ladies so much for being on the wall and praying and interceding and encouraging one another alone, especially encouraging me too to continue to stay in place regardless of what's going through with this little battle. We're going to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious in it. And glory out there, we're not allowed what we're going through to hold us back from what God has. And so I bless the Lord. So that's enough of, you know, what I had to say. But I just want to thank you again. But if there's not any more remarks, then we'll take any prayer requests. But we're going to be online for prayer on Monday night. And you all, I have a birthday on the 30th. And so y'all remember to keep me in prayer and believe God. We're standing on the word of God and thanking God for every day. I'll give God every day. I'm not one of the people to say, get another age and want to hide it. I'm grateful for every day God gives me and even for the greater things yet to come. And as we pray one for another, happy birthday to Mother Willette, the lady, because she said she just had one a couple days ago. So we thank God and we praise God for those that are coming and for what God has done. But most of all, I thank God for my spiritual birth as most of all in Jesus' name. Amen. So at this time, any more comments? Everybody go?
I'm still here.
I'm going to put out a prayer request if I can. A few weeks ago, I had a first time in my life I ever had bronchitis, but I guess I'm almost 62, so I guess maybe that's somebody's time to have bronchitis or something. But anyway, I had a bronchitis, and somehow my ear got infected. I haven't been able to hear well out of my right ear for over a month. I finally went to the ENT doctor, and he told me he had to put tube in my ear. So I said, okay. And when we went in to put the tube in my ear, he couldn't do it because my eardrum has got a scab or something that's gotten on it, and he couldn't get it off. So now I'm taking a medicine that is supposed to go in and soften up that scab so he can get it off so he can put the tube in. So, you know, just pray that I can continue to hear well enough at work to do my job. But my ear, my right ear is like it's clogged up with like you stuff cotton in your ears or something, I guess because that scab is over my eardrum. And plus he said he saw fluid in my ear. So I asked for prayer that you know, God would do what he wants to do beyond this medicine the doctor has me taking. And I want him to just heal, the Lord to just heal the ear so I don't have to get no tube put in it. But whatever he wants to happen, that his will is done with my ear, but that we can go ahead and get it cleared up.
Amen. We're going to come in agreement now in the name of Jesus. God, you heard your servant. And God, we know, glory, that you know the power of prayer. She know faith, that she's a walk through faith, and we're standing on one accord with her. That God, that it be a divine intervention, that you heal and deliver. That scab will come off, glory to God. We believe it so shortly that we're going to hear a miracle about how you did it in the name of Jesus. Like she said, she's open to every way you do it, because even if it goes through the doctors, you gave them the knowledge, it's still going to be you. But we're looking to see, glory to God, that you can do something supernatural and touch that ear in that drum and take that scab off, let it come out, so she wants to have a tube in it, and anything, glory to God, any ear infection, we already bind that up and curse that, any fluid that's been down there, that it dry up in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying that it'll pop open and she'll hear so clearly and make it so clear that it'll be clearer than it was before this even transpired.
Yes.
That was even going to be supernatural in the name of Jesus, that it'll be unpopped and it's so clear, glory to God, and it was like, man, I hear clearly out of this ear that I was hearing out of the other ear in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We thank you. We stand in agreement together how you move in the midst. One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. So, God, we are thanking you. You already did this at Calvary. It's that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. And that she will be able to hear clearly and precise so she can continue in her job and it won't be a hindrance and the enemy will not steal nothing from her. If anything, God, we believe in you. He got to lose some stuff and bring increase back in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you and we honor you. And not only that, God, we are praying that you bless, glory to God, on top of whatever finances she has, some unexpected money and what she already had. We believe in you for that. And, God, I don't care what man says, nothing's too hard. You can open the door and create a way for promotion. We ask you for to do it for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Any more? Praise the Lord. Bless God. I thank God again tonight. We give God glory and honor. And if there's no more prayer requests or praise report of the mighty move of God, we want you to continue to pray for Evangelist Brenda. Because remember, we told you somebody had a, you know, you heard her on the phone plenty of times. And we talked about how she talked a testimony about the healing from the cancer and that. That I was wanting to go in and take this little piece of lump that was out. Then all of a sudden, in a few weeks, in a couple of weeks, in, out of nowhere, we just want to do a mastectomy. And it's like, you just said probably about a week or two ago that it was good and going on. Noise. Oh, my God. Somebody was moving something. But anyway, two around on their phone is interfering with the word. It's real sharp. I'm right now. Well, okay. Meanwhile, her and Pastor Bird is going to write with her second opinion. We believe in God no matter what. She's not going to have her breast taken off. God done blessed, brought everything down to a little of nothing. Now all of a sudden the enemy is going to try to come in and steal. He's alive. She's in good spirits. And we're just praying God is a grand report that God be glorified and magnified in this trip to Atlanta on Monday. So we're praying, ask you to pray for Evangelist Brenda. Dickens for the Lord to bless and move miraculously. And we're praying, glory, for Mother McCormick's daughter. Thank God for her going to her little appointment for the, whatever that was in her possession. Oh, Lord. Everybody on that end for right now, mute your phone because somebody has really got something sharp going through the phone and it's really making a lot of noise. But anyway, in the meantime, pray for Mother McCormick's daughter and stuff like this. How God has blessed and brought her through this, but we still believe in God. Complete, no complications or problems, nothing coming up with her, with her kidneys. And we also praying God continue to bless and strengthen her body, keep her healed and whole, and she'll be delivered from lupus. But thank God for the power of prayer and the anointing and a praying mother. And we are also praying for that. God bless, she's growing stronger in the Lord. She's drawing nigh to him and her, the testimony of what God is doing in her for her spiritual growth. Through this trial and through being there with her mom being able to pray, go back through this challenging time, this is marvelous. So we pray for her, her husband, the family, and all this right here. We thank God for all of them. And so we keep those things before the Lord in prayer, continuous prayer. And also for Mother Freeman, Mother Small. Mother Freeman is supposed to be going to see a especially it's about her, the nerve they're saying with some of that pain that's going through in her body that's causing these headaches and problems where she's getting weaker and weaker now, trying to walk. And that's the one that's 90, his mother turned 91, yeah, again turned 91 this year. But she hadn't been on the prayer line in a while because she has been having problems with her phone. So continue to pray for her. And then this doctor and stuff like this that says, let them not use it for no guinea pig, this, that, and the other. Whatever it is, if this is something that has been the problem and they've been trying to diagnose it with something else, let God just come in and intervene. And if he wants to do it supernatural, we've been praying. But if he decides to use the doctors in whatever method, let it not be any more other complications for her that she can get some relief. Because that is so painful, her having headaches now and getting weaker and trying to walk and the pains up and down her legs and in her arms and whatever. So we're asking you to pray. And matter of fact, I want to have Mother, we're going to make this a short prayer now. Mother, we'll let you take that with Mother Freeman, Mother Alexander for Sister Brenda. Y'all take those two prayers for those two ladies, if you would. Mother Alexander for Brenda and Mother Willette for Mother Freeman. And even if you want to add Mother Small, then it is fine.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Mother Alexander,
yes,
would you pray for Sister Brenda?
Hello?
And our Mother Willette?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Mother
ma'am.
Willette,
I can hear
you.
You want me
Mother
to pray
Alexander?
For Sister Freeman?
You pray for Brenda?
Mother
hello?
Alexander, for she keeps saying hello,
hello,
but she must be can't hear.
Yeah, I can hear
is
you,
phone
Sister
out,
Alexander.
Can she hear
us? I can hear you, Sister BJ.
All right.
You want
Mother,
me to pray?
I hear you, but I don't. Hello, I hear Sister BJ. You said pray for Brenda.
Yes,
yes.
Brenda. To Atlanta with Pastor. About that,
uh-huh.
They're not going to have to do no mastectomy. They're not going to have to take a
Boy,
breast. That she get a good report, no problems with nothing with her breast and no cancer. We're praying for you to pray for that when they go for that trip. And
okay.
I was saying, Mother Willett already heard what I wanted for Mother Freeman and Mother for her going to the doctor for the nerve and that pain, and also for Mother Smalls. So those two people, we have time enough for those prayers.
Father God, we thank you for Sister right now, Lord God. We know you is a healer, Heavenly Father. So we come before you, God, just thanking you for what you already done, Lord God. Because we know you said in your word, by your stripe we are healed, Heavenly Father. So we know it. Sister Brenda is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim in good report in the name of Jesus. Because according to your promises, Heavenly Father, we claim no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep our Lord in perfect peace. Let our mind stay on you, Lord God, because you are the healer. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for healing our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank you, Lord. And Minister BJ, let me be sure. Mother Freeman is the one that's 91, and
yes.
She has some medical problems with her nerve.
She's been having problems with arthritis, different other kinds of stuff. She didn't have replacement, but what it is now, the doctor is saying it's nerve damage. So she's supposed to be seeing
okay.
a specialist. We're praying that that will give us some relief and whatever, so they won't be having this, like they've been saying, it's one thing and another and whatever. Because remember, before they were talking about it. Hip and saying something else, da 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 da. She needs some relief because things are getting where she's hardly walking well as good as she was
ma'am.
Before now. And then also
yes,
the pains with the head.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that you love each one of us, Lord God. And I thank you so much that there is nothing too hard for you. I thank you so much that you've already gotten a victory for us. You've already done everything that we need that pertain to life and godliness. And, Father, we come to touch and agree and intercede on behalf of Mother Freeman right now in the name of Jesus. I know that the doctors is giving her different diagnoses regarding the nerves or arthritis or other situations, Father God, but we are believing that you're the God, hallelujah, that's able to relieve her of this excess pain. And God, I thank you that I trust you. I have faith in you that you're able, Lord God, to do what needs to be done to give her the relief that she needs in Jesus' name. Now, we appreciate what the doctors try to do, and I know they can't do no more than what you reveal to them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you give them wisdom, Lord God, so that they can make the appropriate diagnosis, and don't let them give her anything that's going to cause her more medical problems in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to supernaturally release the virtuous power of God throughout her bloodstream so that it would take the life, the strength, the healing that is needed to, Lord God, arrest that condition that's causing her excess pain in her nerves, Lord God. And Lord God, we speak to the arthritis in the name of Jesus and command it not to be so painful that she cannot tolerate or cannot do anything in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel the assignment of this sickness and this affliction. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us. You deliver us. You are the healer. You are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, and we appreciate you. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name that by Jesus' stripes that she's already healed of this nerve condition. Hallelujah. You're able to do anything, dear God. And we're trusting you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already made us more than conquerors through the shed blood of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we just pray that you give her, Lord God, just joy in her spirit, Lord God. Let the joy of God be her strength in every nerve in her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Bless in a special way. Thank you for what you've already done for. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing her through. And sometimes life can be a challenge, Lord God, from one day to the next. But we know that with Jesus on our side, hallelujah, we've got the victory already in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then, God, we lift up Mother Smalls in the name of Jesus. You know the situation, Lord God, that she's been facing ever since she had the stroke, the challenges that she's had. But we thank you that she is your servant. She is your daughter, Heavenly Father, and there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright with you. So, God, touch that eye that is causing her trouble seeing. Touch, Lord God, her limbs and give her strength. Bless her daughter, Vaughn, for being there to help her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you deliver any incontinence situation that may be in her life. We pray that you bless her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet and give her strength. Strength, oh God, for every day, and give her a song in her heart, Lord God. Hallelujah. She says she's had difficult seeing. So we pray, oh God, that as we take some tapes over so she can hear the word of God, if she can't see it, we pray that you give her sight and let your Holy Spirit bring back your word, Lord God, that she already has in her heart. Let him bring back the word of God, Lord God, with clarity in her heart. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, Lord God. Give her the word, Lord God, so that she can repeat it and pray it over herself in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Lord God. And then, God, I pray for safe travels to those that are traveling right now. In the name of Jesus, I know my daughter is traveling to Seattle, Washington for a job. Hallelujah. I pray for safe travels, Lord God, in her coming and her going. In the name of Jesus, and bless those that are traveling on highways or trailways or airways right now in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe. Give your angels charge over them, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. We commit the prayer of faith to you regarding these situations. We touch and agree, hallelujah, believing that you're the God that can and will. And we don't ask for anything that, Lord God, that's amiss, but we pray according to your good will for our lives. And we thank you. We know that you want us to be well. We know that you want us to be whole. We know that you want us to walk in the victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Thank you so much for loving us and meeting these needs. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We bless. Praise God. We thank God again tonight, and we're going to get ready to dismiss off the phone, but not out of God's presence. Thank God for such a mighty, marvelous, and wonderful, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit tonight with one another. And like you, my sister said, this is not no ordinary worship. You've been saying that for a while. I just found out the other day there was a song about that. I didn't know that until about a couple of days ago, but it is so true that it's not ordinary. Supernaturally, we are going to be in His presence for His will to be done and been genuine. So in the meantime, prayer is tomorrow at 7. Those that can accompany us together in prayer, keep Sister Vivian lifted up before the Lord concerning the things that are going on at the prison for prayers and those that grievous report that's been filed and so forth, so that way she can be able to get, you know, for God to work a miracle in the midst of just saying like that. In the meantime, we're going to depart from the phone and with one another temporarily for now until we join back together and meet together again and continue to encourage others, but come online. Oh, forgot this other pastor that's in Tulsa. I told her that I would make that request for the prayer concerning concerning the ministry things that's going on the ministry that she's believing God for expansion and for that nonchalant kind of spirit to be destroyed and broken and whatever, and for the Lord to bless and give her directions and in some things for ministry. But it's something else she told me, and I didn't write it down. So much going on, I wasn't feeling the greatest, but I was trying to hear and pray as well too. So, but keep a pastor. I can't think of her name right now. I have that on the prayer line tomorrow, but I'll just pray for the ministry for. Gosh, I can't think of the pastor's name. But anyway, for the Lord to bless and give direction and for the yoke to be destroyed, for the Spirit of the Lord to move and for the ministry to elevate to the next level. That's my will be picked up in a little bit. Praise God. But in the meantime, we love you. We pray God's blessings upon you. We pray shalom, shalom. And God bless and move miraculous throughout the week. We look forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the prayers and in for whatever else that He wants to speak through the vessels as we join together again in prayer. Please speak health and wholeness, and God continue to bless us for a hunger and thirst for His word and walking in obedience. So, shalom, and have a wonderful night. And birthday girl, Miss Kate, happy birthday coming up for you too. We praise God for you for this week. Amen.
Amen.
And in the meantime, I love you all, and y'all have a great night and continue to pray for one another and myself. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless
you. Enjoyed you all.
We enjoyed you too. God bless you all. Have a nice
evening.
God bless
you. All right. Love y'all. Good night.
Night.